Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and today we're tackling a topic that's bound to spark some conversation. So free guitar lessons, are they good enough? So if you've ever tried learning guitar on YouTube, which is probably everyone that's listened to this podcast, you know there's a ton of obviously free stuff on there. There's loads of teachers, loads of videos, everything you could want. You'll find lessons on pretty much, you know, everything. So songs, techniques, scales, everything you'll need. Now that's obviously awesome. In theory, that's fantastic. You can learn guitar for free. But the problem here is free often comes with some hidden costs. Costs that might actually slow you down in the long run and kind of stifle your progress or even make you want to quit. And today, that's what we're going to unpack. We're going to be looking at what free lessons get right. We're going to be looking at what they get wrong and how you can make sure you're actually moving forward and not falling into the traps. Now, before we do dive into this week's content, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news. And firstly, last Sunday, we had our first ever Sip and Strum. The idea was you turn up, we learn a whole song for an hour, and we did Zombie by the Cranberries. It was a great turnout and it went really, really well. The bad news is I had a problem with the audio in the recording. So it wasn't recorded. It was a one night only event, but I have now redone and updated the Zombie song study that was on the website, the tutorial. Now that tutorial was originally, I think it's about 3 or 4 years old. It's quite an old one, but I've updated it completely. So you've got me going through the whole song as you'd kind of expect. I've done it in the way that I went through in the Sip and Strum. So I did the four stages of playing. Then I break down the riff for the intro, I break down the solo, you've got the tab to accompany both those sections. But then the real icing on the cake here are the playthroughs. So I created playthroughs where you've got the scrolling tab, you've got the demo track playing in the background. You can slow that down so you can do it at practice speeds. And I've done that for the solo as well. So you can just practice the solo. And then we've got a backing track of the solo, still with the scrolling tab so you can see what you should be playing, but you haven't got the guitar to obviously guide you. It's then doing it on your own, ready for performance. So go and check it out now, guys. That is live in the Academy, Zombie by the Cranberries. Also, I want to just let you guys know that the live Q&A is coming up. So if you listen to this on November the 21st, when this gets released, we have our live Q&A on Monday the 24th of November at 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EST, and 1 p.m. PST. You can come join me over on Zoom and ask your questions. And if you can't join me live on Zoom, you can pre-submit them following the link that you should have received today in an email, and you'll get one on Monday as well. I think there's actually a couple scheduled to go out Monday. 1 hour before the actual event and in the morning. And you'll see there you've got the link to pre-submit and you have the link to join me on Zoom as well. So hopefully I'll see you guys on Monday. And finally, I'll just shout out one of our Beginner Guitar Academy members, and that is Martin Fluke. You may have heard me talk about him already. He is a star at Beginner Guitar Academy, currently working his way through the final level, level 5. He just got a distinction on his grade 4 performance exam. So as you go through Beginner Guitar Academy, when you hit level 4, you learn to play 3 songs, and I've taken those 3 songs from the Trinity College London's performance exam. So they're cool tunes, you can learn and play them all the way through, but then you could then, if you wanted to, sit the exam. Now that is obviously not a requirement, but it's something extra if you want to do, and Martin wanted to do that. So he had to record the 3 songs, play them continuously back to back, then send them off to Trinity College London. And he got a distinction, which is phenomenal because it's very difficult to get anything really higher than a pass with these guys. They're really harsh at marking, Trinity College London. So just wanted to give a good shout out to Martin. Congratulations on doing that. And if any other Beginner Guitar Academy people want to give that a go, let me know and I can guide you through that and let you know exactly what you need to do to enter the Trinity College of London. So let's now move on. All the news is finished and dive into this week's content. Free guitar lessons, is free good enough? So let's start with the obvious question. Why do so many people turn to free lessons in the first place? So obviously, very simple. There's no cost. There's no commitment. And there's instant access. And YouTube is full of, you know, friendly faces with everyone showing you how to play their favorite songs or your favorite songs. For someone just starting out, that can feel like a goldmine. You know, you don't need to sign up. There's no commitment there. You just dive on, search what you want, and there you go. You can just learn at your own pace. And to be fair, there's a lot of good content there. You know, some creators know their stuff and generally want to help people learn guitar. And they've got amazing setups. You'll see they've got amazing camera. They've got fantastic audio. They've got an amazing setup of all the pedals and the guitars and everything behind them. But here's the problem. Free lessons are designed for everyone and therefore for no one in particular. They're not built just for you. They're built to get views, and that changes everything. You've got to remember, YouTube works on algorithms. It works on what people are searching for. Now, what people are searching for is not necessarily what you should be learning. And you might say, well, hold on a minute. I want to learn. Well, that's fair enough, but that doesn't really work in education. It works in recreation, kind of. You know, you might want to play football and you just go and kick around at the park. But if you want to train properly, if you want to be educated in the sport of playing football, and I'm talking about kind of soccer here, guys, English football, then you need to learn the rule set. You need to learn the skills to be able to play correctly. And that's the same with learning the guitar. And that's what a lot of people fail to grasp. And this, when I see a lot of people say they've been playing 2 years and haven't got anywhere, it's because you're not building a solid skill set. You've not got a solid foundation. YouTube really sucks with giving you a solid foundation. Well, I say that. There's some cool people. You know, Andy Guitar's okay, but Justin Guitar's really good. There's some people out there that have a good solid foundation. They actually have got a beginner course online. You can go through that. And Justin's really good because he is a teacher. So a lot of people on YouTube are not teachers. They've taught themselves to play guitar. They've never taught any students. They just have a webcam and a passion to show people the guitar. Now, that is cool, but there's a big difference between a guitar player and a guitar teacher. And I know amazing guitar players that are not very good guitar teachers because they don't know how to relate the information. One, they can't go back in time enough to when they struggled because now they're obviously so elite on the guitar, they can't remember those very beginner struggles. And they just haven't got the skills to communicate that with their students. So that's one thing that I find with YouTube. You know, anyone with a webcam is now a guitar teacher. Lack of structure is one of the biggest. And obviously, if you don't have anyone checking in on you, you know, watching your playing and giving you tips, you're going to develop lots of bad habits along the way. And that was going to then kind of stop you from learning maybe more advanced techniques because you haven't, again, got the skills at the basic level to then build on. It's like building a house. You haven't got a strong foundation. Your house is going to fall down. So that's exactly the same learning guitar. You want that strong foundation. So as you start building on top of it, you're just getting better and better and better. You're not then having to relearn stuff. So that's one of the biggest problems. You know, the appeal is amazing. It's all free. I use YouTube. I watch YouTube every day. I was watching it a minute ago, watching some interviews for the UFC fight coming up. I'm a fan of New Orleans Saints, so I watch a lot of NFL stuff on there and interviews with the players and things like that. I'm looking to get a new car, so I look at a lot of car reviews. If you look at my feed, it's basically those three things that are on my YouTube kind of home screen. But what I'm trying to get at is it has everything, and we use it probably every day now. But is it the best thing for learning guitar? So now let's talk about some of the hidden costs that I talked about earlier. Because free isn't always free. Free is going to cost you something. There's a price tag with free. So let's talk a little bit about that. Now, I kind of went off on one a minute ago about this, but lack of structure. Now, this is going to be the biggest one. Because you might learn a cool riff one day, then you're going to learn maybe a random chord progression the next. You might learn a bit of a cool solo the next. But there's no roadmap. So you're kind of bouncing around. You're kind of playing YouTube roulette, just picking things that random, you know, doing like a buffet kind of thing. The free lessons rarely follow step-by-step structure. That's going to ensure, again, that you're building the right skills in the right order. You can spend months learning stuff, but not actually improving. So think of it like walking into a gym, you know, doing random exercises every time you go and wondering why you're not building guns. You know, wondering why you're not getting stronger. Without a program, progress is luck. Second thing is overwhelm and confusion. So YouTube's a double-edged sword. For every great lesson, there's five more teaching the same thing in slightly different ways. Should you use a pick or your fingers? Should you anchor your hand or keep it floating? Should you strum from the elbow or from the wrist? Now, people have preconceived notion of what they think is the best way of doing it. Again, unless they've taught enough students to know the best way of doing it, because they haven't got that kind of focus group, they haven't got the results, they're not seeing it in black and white, then they don't know. They just go on what they know or how they learn, which is not always the best thing. I had a student who was also a teacher, never used a pick, only used his fingers, but then would tell his students to use a pick. And it's like, well, hold on, you're not using a pick. So I should be modeling on you. You can't tell me to do something that you're not doing. It's like going to see someone about nutrition and they're overweight. You think, well, hold on a minute. If you're not in control of your diet and your nutrition, why am I going to take your advice? So that's the problem with YouTube. Everyone, say, has a different opinion. So you got to be careful on that. The third thing is poor progress tracking. So when you're following free lessons, there's no one checking in on you. There's no feedback. There's no sense of progress. There's no accountability. The screen doesn't talk back to you. You're just consuming. There's no one there to correct. And that's one of the biggest reasons people quit guitar. They don't see progress, even though they're putting in time. But the issue isn't effort. It's a lack of structure and lack of support. So really important to get feedback. It's one of the biggest things of developing skills. You get feedback, you do micro adjustments, and you improve. I had a student just this week send me their progress check. So halfway through each level, people send me a progress check so I can check in, give them personalized feedback. And this person had lessons away from beginner guitar coming. I think they've been playing for a couple of years. They couldn't pass a progress check because the basics weren't in place. They had no timekeeping. They didn't understand rhythm. Their picking wasn't quite right, so they couldn't keep it nice and steady. Obviously, if you're trying to play any song, you need to have steady rhythm or you're going to be all over the place. They had no one to give them feedback. They'd learned on YouTube. Well, I think they actually used another kind of online course program. Didn't give them feedback, though, so they couldn't correct it, and they were just all over the place. Number four is hidden marketing. So let's be real. Free lessons aren't truly free. You know, YouTube is a free resource, but you can have adverts. YouTube make money from you watching it. They need you to be on their platform watching for them to generate income. And that's the same with content creators. If someone's creating a video for YouTube, very rarely are they just going to put it out there because they want to share their love of guitar. Now, again, some people will do that, but more often than not, it's designed to pull you into their paid course, to sell affiliate products, or boost their channel's ad revenue. And that's not necessarily bad. You know, people have got to make a living, like me. You know, I'm doing this podcast with the idea that hopefully you like what you hear and you come join me at Beginner Guitar Academy. Now, that is obviously because I make my living. I want to take care of my family and my two daughters, obviously. But also, I do care about students I have or people that are listening to this who are learning guitar. And I have a passion of wanting people to learn properly. It really annoys me when I see a teacher not teaching correctly. And I have that in the music school I used to teach at, where teachers just be so shoddy and used to really, really frustrate me. People just giving, you know, guitar teach bad name and just shortchanging their students. So there is that part of it as well. But again, I'm doing this podcast, so you'll come and join me at Beginner Guitar Academy. That's kind of the idea. And that's the same with kind of YouTube. But it means the focus might shift. And again, that's not necessarily bad. Like I said, creators deserve to be paid for their work, but it means the focus might shift from your progress to clicks. So what looks like a great free resource might just be the first 10% of the journey. The rest is behind the paywall. So it's not to get to that next level, you're going to probably have to pay a bit of money. You know, to get good at anything, you're probably going to have to put down some money. You're going to put some bit of skin in the game and not just look at, obviously, the free lessons. It'll only take you so far. It's a great way of checking out teachers, great way of kind of auditioning different people and seeing what works for you. You know, you'll find someone's style, just their personality will kind of resonate. You think, oh, I like this dude. I like what he's teaching. Let's, you know, go down, look at his online course or something like that. So I've been really a bit negative about YouTube up till now. And I learn stuff from YouTube all the time. I think for more intermediate advanced play, it's fantastic. You can just dip in. You know more about what you want to learn. And you're learning, you know, little bits and pieces. You've already got that strong foundation. For a beginner, it can be a bit of a minefield. Again, there's people on there that do it very well. But there's loads of people in there that don't. So don't think I'm anti-YouTube. I'm not. But free lessons do have value, but when used right. So they're fantastic for inspiration. They can allow you to explore different styles, discover songs you like, you know, keep you motivated. They're also great for quick fixes. So maybe you've forgot how to play a certain chord or need a refresher on a certain technique. You know, jumping on YouTube for 5 minutes is perfect for that sort of thing. You know, the problem isn't the free lessons themselves. It's relying on them as your main teacher. That's the biggest problem. You know, use them as supplementary, but using them as your core way of learning is not the best use of it. So if you really want to get better, here's what you need instead. So number one is a clear roadmap. So you need a step-by-step path that builds your skills in order, no random jumps, no skipping the fundamentals. It does it step by step. Number two is accountability. You know, someone or something to keep you on track, whether that's a teacher or a structured program or even a community. That is second to none. That's going to really help you keep focused, keep you motivated when you don't feel motivated. Number three is feedback. You know, you can't fix mistakes you don't know you're making. And if you're just starting out, if you're a beginner, how are you going to know what mistakes you're making? So you don't know what it's supposed to be when it's right. So that's a big problem. If you haven't got feedback, you cannot improve. Number four is consistency. You know, the right lessons at the right time, practiced regularly. And when you combine those four things, your progress skyrockets. And that's why, you know, I built Beginner Guitar Academy the way I did. Every lesson, level, and assignment is designed to take the guesswork out of learning guitar. You just follow the plan and it works. So I kind of looked at YouTube. I looked at kind of what was out there and what was missing. So like YouTube, again, great. It's got all the stuff you need. There's no feedback. There's no accountability. There's no clear roadmap. Again, there can be sometimes. There's not great teachers. Again, I said a minute ago, anyone with a webcam is now a guitar teacher. Maybe never taught a student in their life. So what's the best way to use free lessons without falling into the YouTube rabbit hole? So here's a really simple approach for you. Use structured lessons as your core. That's the main course. Then use your free lessons as a dessert. So they're the fun extras to explore, you know, and enjoy once you're done with the main meal. So I'm using obviously a food analogy here. So that way you stay on track, but you get to enjoy, you know, discovering new riffs, songs, players. You get that shiny object syndrome kind of taken care of. You have that variation. Think of it like learn to drive. You know, you wouldn't just watch a random YouTube video, then jump on a motorway. You take lessons, follow a process. And then once you've got the basics, you're then free to explore. Go off, you go driving on a sunny afternoon, find yourself in a pub somewhere, you're enjoying life. That's what you want guitar to be like. You've got that nice, solid, structured plan. You're learning to play. Then you're off in the park playing, probably being shouted at by kids. If it's anything like the parks near me. So that's how I'd recommend using YouTube correctly. So to wrap this up then, free lessons are a great place to start. There's no doubt about it. It's a great way of testing different teachers, great way of seeing what's out there. It's a great way of kind of seeing if you want to play guitar, perhaps, you know, having to go a few lessons, thinking, oh yeah, I like this. But it's not a great place to stay. They can inspire you. They'll teach you something cool. They might reignite your love of playing. But if you want real progress, you need structure, you need guidance, and you need feedback. That's what turns random playing into real learning. So if you're ready to experience that difference for yourself, come and join me inside Beginner Guitar Academy. And you can try us out for $1 for 14 days. Just $1 and you have access to all the songs, the community, feedback from me. And you'll see what a clear path is like. And then you can compare it to YouTube and see if I am talking sense or I am not. And I told you I was going to try and sell you at the end of this podcast. And there is my sales speech. So head over to beginnerguitaracademy.com. And again, you can sign up for our 14-day trial just for $1. So guys, that is it for me this week. So thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed this week's episode and my kind of rant on YouTube. Again, I'm not slating it. That's how a lot of people learn. And some people have great success with it. But I'm pretty sure if you have a teacher, you're probably going to move faster. It's just the way of the world. Some people just don't want to pay for it. And we're kind of now everyone's, you know, I say to people, there's an app that I recommend and like, oh man, is it free? And it's actually like £5 or something. You know, it's like $7. And they don't want to spend that for like maybe like the whole year, like an annual subscription. Like, what are you thinking? We're so now used to not paying for anything digitally. It's like, oh, I want free music. I want free apps. But because obviously teaching online, people are a bit funny about paying for it. You think, well, it's a professional service. You know, people at my school, I don't even do individual lessons now. But if I did, I'd be charging like $40, $50 for half an hour. And on Beginner Guitar Academy, I'm charging $39 for a whole month with unlimited, you know, feedback and support, which is, now I've said it, I'm going to have to put up my prices, I think, for next year. Madness. Anyway, so yeah, come and check out beginnerguitarcademy.com and keep enjoying YouTube, but try and take away some stuff I said today. Have some structure in your lessons or you'll just be, say, going around in circles. So guys, I'll be back next Friday for another episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. If you enjoyed it, please give us a rate and review. And come and check us out at beginnerguitarcademy.com. But say, until next week, keep practicing, keep having some fun, keep rocking. And I'll chat to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.